morning. Happy to be joined now by Joe DeGeneva. He's a legal analyst and a former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, good morning.
Morning.
Nice to have you back, sir. And, you know, on Friday, the big news, Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, dropping the indictment charges on 13 Russian nationals for their troll work on the internet during the election. Liberals coming out and saying this is just one indictment of many. Hold your breath, despite the fact that Trump officials weren't included in it. Meanwhile, conservatives responding, this is proof there was no collusion. Where do you fall in all of this?
Well, first of all, the theatrics of this were the most important part of the story because the indictment is nonsense. It was fascinating. This is Robert Mueller's indictment, his first one related to the campaign in a serious way. And who announces it but Rod Rosenstein? Absolutely ridiculous thing for him to be doing, but clearly this was a sort of a lifeline that he sent to himself to sort of look like he was doing something and to be important and to be part of the story and to justify his appointment of Mueller, which of course was legally unjustified. The indictment is a nothing burger. None of these people will ever be brought to the United States for trial. None of the background information that's part of the indictment will ever be explained to the American people in a trial because there will never be a trial. You know, I'm glad it was done, and Mr. Mueller has at least done part of his job, which is to show that the real interference in the campaign came from Russians and from the Clinton and the DNC in their collusion with Steele and others to create false information in the campaign. So all in all, it was a useless gesture.
Joe, along those lines, I don't know, have you heard anything about this, the piece that was written by the Russian business magazine, RBC? This was written in October, and it was a piece on the Internet Research Agency, the IRA, which was, in, you know, some members of that were the ones named in this indictment. Apparently, this was this has been going on since 2013. Russian media has been covering this since 2013, long before any of this was in the U.S. news. And one of the authors says, you know, we published a 4,300-word report on this in October, and it just looks like the indictments took some employees from the American Department, as many names as they could get, threw it in the indictment.
Yes, actually, this is sort of again, this story has been out there for quite a while. This is not a surprise. What I want to know is, what did American intelligence community know about this? And what did they tell the FBI about this? What did the FBI know about this? This is really fascinating stuff. We have had a complete failure of intelligence in this, but not only that, we've had collusion by the American intelligence community through John Brennan and James Clapper with the Democratic National Committee to spread false information about the Republican candidate for president. I want to know what Mueller is doing to investigate John Brennan and James Clapper. What did they do during this campaign? It's clear that Clapper committed perjury a number of times on Capitol Hill, lying about FISA intercepts. So what did he lie about in any interviews that he and Brennan may have had with the Bureau? I don't even know if Brennan and Clapper have ever been interviewed by the FBI about this. And if not, why not? And Chris Wray, while he's mopping up the mess that they made in Florida, might want to interview these two people.
You know, on that issue, Obama officials have spent the weekend claiming that they didn't get involved here, didn't want to do anything, for fear that they would be seen as being partial during the election, which I thought on his face was one of the most ridiculous excuses I've ever heard. Oh, you might indicate who you support in the election if you actually did something about this. What did you make of that?
But here's the point. They were already involved in the election. They didn't have to do anything about this. They knew about Steele. They knew about the dossier. They knew about the false accusations against the president. They knew that they were setting up Carter Page for false FISA surveillance. This is ludicrous. This is why we need a federal grand jury to investigate what was done by the Obama administration to undercut the presidential candidate of the opposite party. Susan Rice's January 20th memo to the file, memorializing a January 5th meeting in the White House with Obama, Biden, Rice, Yates, and Comey about what they needed to do to make sure that everything was done by the book to investigate Russian interference and collusion with the Trump campaign and any crimes or counterintelligence matters. There needs to be a grand jury about that. Now, interestingly enough, over the weekend, Attorney General Sessions, in an interview with Maria Bartiromo at Fox, revealed officially for the first time, we've read about this, but we didn't know officially, that there are 27 leak investigations underway, and they are criminal, as well as counterintelligence investigations, which involve leaks of telephone conversations the new president of the United States, Donald Trump, had with foreign leaders, plus other leaks during the interregnum between Obama and President Trump taking office. So that's at least a sign that something's going on, and perhaps we'll learn more about whether or not Brennan and Clapper have been braced by the FBI.
Yeah, and of course, all this money that flowed through the Steele dossier to Russian informants from the Clinton campaign, what's the relationship in that in terms of this investigation? I want to, you know, there's so much we're going to talk to you, Joe, about this morning, including the FBI and how they're handling Parkland, Florida, and what they did in the lead-up, but I want to stick with the Mueller indictments for a moment, because, you know, the president of the United States kind of came out on Friday seeming very almost validated by these indictments, was tweeting about it. But is there a risk here in the president coming out and being in favor of those indictments of him validating the remainder of the Mueller investigation? Because this thing, in your view, is it headed in the right direction for the president, or is this still perlous?
Oh, first of all, there's nothing that the president should be worried about in this or anything else. Number one, you're never going to stop this president from talking about something. He feels like he has been harmed, that he's been violated, and he's absolutely right. The president has been harmed awfully by what Rod Rosenstein did by appointing a special counsel. It never should have happened. And Rosenstein should be ashamed of himself. It's disgraceful what he did. And for him to come out and run that news conference the other day was clearly some way to puff himself up to make it look like he had done something worthwhile. This is ludicrous. Now, where is Mueller going to go? Who the hell knows where Mueller's going to go? All of those people should go home. I like Bob Mueller. He's a decent guy. He's honorable. I don't think he would ever do anything that wasn't substantiated by evidence. That's why I don't think he's ever going to charge the president with anything, not only constitutionally because he can't, but because Bob Mueller understands that history will not look well upon the abuse of power. Mueller will never do that. So bottom line is, yes, the president's mad. He should be mad. He should stand up. And I, for one, think he should talk more. I'm sick of all this stuff. It's absolutely outrageous. And the person responsible for all of this, just think of what he has done to the president of the United States for more than a year, is Rod Rosenstein, who, in order to get out of the way of a political problem, appointed a special counsel where no crime had been committed. What an outrageous act by a Justice Department official.
Well, Joe, we have to talk some more with you.
All right, the FBI was warned a month ago that Nicholas Cruz was an armed psychopath, the New York Post reports, who might shoot up a school, but it didn't bother investigating, the FBI admitted on Friday. Kind of interested to get your take on this. Joe DeGeneva joining us this morning. You know, the FBI has had a series of misses when it comes to mass shooters over the past couple of years, enough so that things have to seriously be looked at the FBI, whether or not the processes are working, right?
Well, I don't think there's any question that the Bureau has fumbled the ball repeatedly on terrorist threats. And this case is an outrageous example of all systems failing. Let's deal with the FBI first. Chris Wray is in charge of this operation. He's running the place. This happened on his watch. I cannot wait to hear his explanation. Now, this is a very easy case to figure out. By now, the FBI has all the answers they need about what happened. Let's see how long it's going to take before Chris Wray, personally, steps up before a microphone and explains this. He will not. He will put out a statement, just like they did last week, a moronic statement about what they did. Chris Wray should be forced by the president to get in front of a microphone, issue a statement, and then take extended questions from reporters. You watch. It will not happen, because Chris Wray is a perfectly coiffed pretty boy from the previous Bush administration who couldn't find his way to the executive bathroom. This guy should have never been nominated to be FBI director, and the way he's managing the agency now, which is in the shadows, not wanting to be seen, not wanting to criticize anybody inside the Bureau, is ludicrous. And this is at his feet. This is Chris Wray's shooting. Make no mistake about it. The FBI had the information. They could have stopped this, and they didn't, because Chris Wray does not know how to manage the FBI. Every system in Florida failed. 39 visits by the sheriff to this kid's house. 39 visits, and nothing is done. The parents knew he had a weapon. They thought they had the only key. They were wrong. The school at least expelled the kid and told him never to come back. The problem here was that every other system failed. Every system failed. This has nothing to do with guns. It has nothing to do with the NRA. It has to do with incompetent people. And that sheriff down there in Broward County, who was criticizing the NRA and others and saying you shouldn't come here and we're not going to vote for you, how dare he? 39 visits to this kid and the sheriff's blaming the NRA? How ridiculous.
Yet this is not slowing them down. On Wednesday, CNN is going to be hosting a town hall event with student survivors of this shooting.
Right.
The goal of this, very transparently, calling for gun control, despite the fact that the systems, as you said, failed so many times.
Yes, and I think it's wonderful. And here's what should happen. These kids want to get up, God bless them, and they want to have their say. Well, let's treat them like adults. Let's ask them a bunch of questions. Did you know this young gentleman? What did you do? Did you ever report him to authorities? What did you do? What did you do as a student? What did you talk to your parents? Did you talk to anybody in authority? I'm happy to have these kids participate. I can assure you they will not be asked any questions like that. But I say, bring it on, have them out, let's have a debate. I think it's wonderful. I think we can all talk about this like adults. And when we do, we will see that there were a number of people responsible for this. They were the sheriff of Broward County, who blew it big time. 39 visits to the kid's house and they don't do a thing. They didn't even ask if he had a gun. Why didn't they take the gun? Take the gun and be sued. You know what? Give me my gun back. Fine. Sue me for it. FBI. But also the final straw in this is Chris Wray and his FBI. And the president was absolutely right. They're so hung up on their image and protecting themselves and their image that they couldn't even take a phone call. It went to a supervisor, and then it died inside Chris Wray's FBI building on Pennsylvania Avenue. He should be ashamed of himself.
The president tweeting the following, what Joe just said, very sad that the FBI missed all of the many signals sent out by the Florida school shooter. This is not acceptable. They're spending way too much time trying to prove Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. There is no collusion. Get back to the basics and make us all proud.
Joe, very quick.
The Bureau has a long way to go to get back in the trust of the American people. The numbers on them are going down, and they should. And Chris Wray doesn't have a clue about how to fix it.
Very quickly, Joe, just to play devil's advocate, what about the people who say, hey, they don't have enough manpower to be chasing down all of these leads?
Nonsense. The Bureau has plenty of people. It's how you use them. It's how you manage them. Management is a bad word in government because then you have to tell a civil servant to do something and you don't want to get in trouble. Listen, the Bureau can be managed by someone who has experience. Chris Wray has no law enforcement experience other than being the assistant attorney general for a while in the Bush administration. I can't tell you. I cannot tell you. This is the kind of guy who sits in the shadows and doesn't want to say or do anything and doesn't want to offend anybody. You have to take an organization like the FBI by the neck and wring it and make it do what you want it to do to comply with the law. And these agents, men and women, want to be led. This guy's not a leader. He's a follower.
Joe, real quick, I think it's abundantly clear. Do you agree with the governor of Florida? He should resign?
Absolutely.
Okay, just making sure.
Tomorrow. He should resign tomorrow. This happened on his watch. It was in his building.
Yep.
In his building, this phone call was not followed up on. He should be gone.
Joe DeGeneva, thank you for your analysis. Always glad to have you each week. Appreciate it.
You bet.
723 here on WMAL.